With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer declined in July as farmer sentiment continued to weaken. The barometer fell 11 points from June to register at 135 in July, a reading that came from U.S. farmers' weaker perceptions of both current conditions and future expectations. The current conditions index dropped 17 points from the previous month to 127. The future expectations index posted a smaller drop of 7 points down to 139. Driving the weaker income prospects for 2025 were farmers' assessments of current conditions. Despite lower scores on the three principal farmer sentiment indexes, sentiment still remains notably higher than at the same time a year ago. Almost three-fourths of the July survey respondents reported the U.S. policy is headed in the right direction. The Farm Financial Performance Index reflected concerns about weak income prospects for 2025, falling by 14 points from June, down to 90. The National Corn Growers Association sent a letter to the White House detailing the spiraling economic situation caused by elevated prices for fertilizers and other inputs that are critical for growing corn. The letter paints a grim picture in the American countryside. Unfortunately, the combination of low corn prices, trade uncertainty, and consistently high costs for fertilizers and inputs, including relevant countervailing duties, has resulted in a calamitous environment for farmers who are trying to plan for harvest and next season, the letter said. When imports are subjected to anti-dumping or countervailing duties, the resulting duty contributes to higher prices that are ultimately paid by farmers. The letter also said fertilizers crucial to growing corn have become exponentially costlier. Phosphates have increased by more than 60% during the last decade. At the same time, corn prices are extremely low, dropping 14% since the beginning of 2025. More than 1,600 Hormel workers have filed a class action lawsuit alleging the meat processor violated Minnesota's Earned Sick and Safe Time law for 14 months by forcing workers to use vacation time if they called in sick. Tim Lowris, the attorney representing the workers at the Austin, Minnesota plant, said Hormel refused to give most of the production, maintenance, and quality control employees additional paid leave when the Sick and Safe Time law took effect last year. The Sick and Safe Time law requires employers to provide 1 hour of paid leave for every 30 hours worked, up to 6 days a year for a full-time employee. The workers' union challenged Hormel, and a labor arbitrator ruled earlier this year that the company could not use paid vacation to comply with the state's law. Hormel said in a statement that it will not comment on pending litigation. The USDA said inspections of corn for overseas delivery fell week over week, while soybean and wheat assessments improved. The agency's weekly report said corn inspections dropped to 1.2 million metric tons in the 7 days ending on July 31st. That's down from 1.5 million the previous week and the 1.27 million tons assessed during the same week last year. Examinations of soybeans for export rose to more than 612,000 metric tons. That's up from 427,000 the prior week and well ahead of the 267,000 inspected at the same point last year. Wheat assessments were reportedly at just shy of 600,000 metric tons. That's up from 290,000 tons a week earlier and 471,000 tons a year ago. During the current marketing year, the USDA has inspected 61 million metric tons of corn for offshore delivery, 48 million metric tons of soybeans, and 3.9 million tons of wheat, with all of those totals higher than a year ago. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.